Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. May is National Community Action Month, and this week our guest is Virginia Spencer, the Executive Director of the Great Plains Improvement Foundation, which is the community action agency for Comanche County. She's here to talk with us about the organization and its upcoming open house event. Virginia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us and letting us let the community know about our programs.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with your organization, what is the Great Plains Improvement Foundation and what is your mission in the Lawton and Comanche County communities?
Great Plains Improvement Foundation is a community action agency that was established in 1964 when Lyndon Johnson was president to declare war on poverty. We have programs for the low to middle income clients of Comanche County. We do several different programs. Some of them are income-based and some of them are not. We have the weatherization program where we can make the client's homes energy efficient, therefore by saving them cash dollars for other things. We have transitional housing for clients that are coming out of our homeless shelter, which is the Carter Crane Homeless Shelter. Once they complete their program there, they can move into transitional housing at a low to reduced rate of rent. We offer the RX for Oklahoma program where clients can go to their doctors. They get their scripts, but they can't afford to buy them. So we work directly with the pharmaceutical companies to purchase those prescriptions at either a low cost or no cost at all. We do the free income tax program, the VITA program, where we do income tax returns online for clients in the $50,000 to $55,000 range at no charge at all to them. So therefore they're getting back their whole return. We have the child care food program where we monitor daycare homes that feed children nutritional meals, and once they complete their paperwork, their menus and whatever that Department of Education requests, we can reimburse them for those meals that they feed those children. And then, of course, I set the homeless shelter where we house single men, single moms, families, whatever needs it. We're the only shelter in Southwest Oklahoma that offers that kind of a shelter to our clients. And they can stay up to 6 weeks. While they're there, they're done case management and they are helped to find employment.
So you work in a lot of different areas.
Yes, we do. Our biggest program is the Child Support Enforcement Unit for Comanche and Cotton County. That's the only one that's not really income-based. Once they have a divorce decree and orders and whatever, we work to collect that child support for either the mother, father, whoever has custody, or whatever the court order says.
You mentioned many of these programs are income-based. What is the income level of the people who participate in these programs? What level qualifies them to participate?
Well, it's hard for me to give you a number on that because different programs have different income regulations or verifications. Our main program that sponsors our 501c3 is the Community Service Block Grant. That is the admin money that comes into our agency. It does services also, but that's initially the money that funds our agency or admin offices and whatever. And that is 150% of the median income.
How difficult is it to manage the different participants in these programs when they all are at these varying income levels because of the different requirements?
I have program directors for each program, and they work specifically with making sure that the clients meet the criteria of those programs. I've been there so long, I've been there for 31 years, and I have worked from the secretary up, so I know pretty much what it takes to run each program, but by no means do I take that away from the program directors because they're more versed in the updates on those program requirements than I am sometimes.
About how many people do you serve through the various programs that the foundation operates?
Okay, I'll give you the numbers per program.
Okay.
We provided services to over 800 families in Comanche County and empowered them to obtain self-sufficiency. We did 6,000 child support cases, or we currently have 6,000 child support cases, and they receive those court-appointed payments, which total over $20 million. Over 100 people received help with their medications, and our agency prepared over 600 tax returns for low-income families.
Now, coming up on Friday, you'll be having an open house for the community. What will be going on at the Foundation Open House?
Okay, May is designated as Community Action Month, so the open house is our event to publicize our agency. Each program has tables or a display set up explaining their programs and what it offers and how to receive those benefits. We have some little giveaways for our clients that are coming in. We just want the community to see what we have to offer and what we have out there available to for their services. We will be serving some refreshments, light refreshments. Visitors can tour our building and see what we do and visit with all the staff that they would like to have questions answered. We'd just like for the community to really come out and see what Great Plains Improvement Foundation Community Action is all about.
This is also an event where visitors can find out about volunteering with the agency. What sort of volunteer opportunities are available?
We have all kinds of volunteer positions available with the agency. During the tax program, that is run by two staff members, and the rest of them are all volunteers. We had enough volunteers to come in and they could switch off or wouldn't have to be there every day. We do them Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday mornings. So that takes quite a host of volunteers to get those taxes done. Then we have volunteers down at our shelter that come in down there to help. We have all kinds of opportunities for volunteers, and we love to have them. We love to partner with them.
Virginia, is there anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about the open house on Friday or the foundation itself?
We'd love to see our clients or our consumers or whoever is interested in coming in. Just come in and look us over and see what's there. We're at 2 Southeast Lee Boulevard upstairs. We'd like to share that with our community.
Virginia Spencer, Executive Director of the Great Plains Improvement Foundation, joining us today to talk about the foundation and its community work and its upcoming open house. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
The Great Plains Improvement Foundation will hold its open house on Friday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at their main location, 2 Southwest Lee Boulevard, Suite 200. The event is free and open to the public. For more information about the open house or the foundation itself and its role as a community action agency, call 580-353-2364 or visit their Facebook page. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.